Connie. Peut-être Abbas. Abbas.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم السلام تبارك طيب وجمال الوحد ولا شيء كله من كله الحمد وحي ومتفيده لقيته اللهم لا مني ما أعطيتك لا معطي اللهم ربنا تنفذ لي حسن في الأقرار أسواجنا وضرياتنا قرة عين جعلنا للمتقين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه وقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين ما بعد إن شاء الله if you come a bit closer الحمد لله we are in the masjid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us and we have the pleasure of the presence of Mufti Saiful Islam Sahib from Bradford. Inshallah, to start off this gathering, I call Hafiz Dhabiullah for some qira'ah, inshallah. And you can do some tilawah of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
ما شاء الله very well read beautiful recitation from the Biullah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify his voice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true love of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the people of the Holy Quran. Also, I would like to call Abdus Salam Sanusi. He's in Hifz class in this maktab, in this masjid, to come and recite the Nishid, inshallah. Abdus Salam.
Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will come on every knee, camel and daughter of every ravine for the people of praising, for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, what can you tell of the day that stones from the sky fell, destroying an army determined to break the house of Allah that Abraham built. O mountains of Mecca, how was the dawn of the day that my prophet Muhammad was born? How did it feel knowing he was to be the last and most beloved of all, Rasul of Allah, Nabi of Allah? O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord to all of mankind. This was his call: La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, how did you mourn on the day that the beloved returned to his Lord? And up till the last breath escaped from his lips, he prayed that his ummah would find success. O mountains of Mecca, how did it feel when the earth shall quake and tremble with fear, and we shall be gathered together to stand in the court of Allah with Ali at hand? Oh, how we pray that on that day we'll be with those whom to Allah will say, peace be with you, I am pleased with you. O mountains of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is His messenger. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is His messenger. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Nabi Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Rasul of Allah.
JazakAllah, mashallah. I'd also like to call Abdullah Sunusi. He's also from Hafs class in this madrasa to give small kira as well, inshallah. JazakAllah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جائل في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك؟ قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم أرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبعوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال يا آدم أنبعهم بأسمائهم. فلما أنبعهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. فأذلهم الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو
ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. قل اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خير. ما شاء الله. Lucky our youth connected with the masjid, with the Quran, and with our deen, inshallah. Just before Mufti Saiful Islam, I'll request Mawlana Abdul Ghafoor Sahib to come and give a few words of advice, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, the season of Ramadan is upon us. We just heard this young student reciting from Surah Al-Baqarah, relating to the occasion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels a question relating to the names of Allah's various creations, and they were unable to answer. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. They responded by expressing the purity of Allah and their unawareness of the names of those items. And they said, we only know that which you have taught us. And then Allah asked Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had been given knowledge above and beyond the knowledge that the angels had been given, and he was able to answer those questions. And this really was a response to an earlier question by the angels, when Allah had expressed his intention to create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the angels objected, because they didn't understand the reason why Allah would create someone like Adam. The Mufassirin say that they had seen his physical form, and they understood from his physical form that he would have the ability and the potential, his progeny would have the ability and the potential to do good like angels, but to go the other way as well. They understood this from the form of Adam alayhi salam. And so they wondered why, with the presence of the angels who engaged exclusively in Allah's tasbih and tahmeed, Allah would create the human being. And Allah commanded them to do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the Mufassirin mention, when we come to Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, something very big happens. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ. All of the angels, and even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, descend to do musafaha with all of the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are in that moment engaged in ibadah. And this is a response to their objection when Adam was created. In Tafsir al-Kabir, Shaykh Zakir rahimahullah mentions in Fadail, quoting from Tafsir al-Kabir, that this is a response to that occasion. Allah is showing the angels why he created Adam. Through the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these creatures of mine, these servants of mine, despite their temptations, despite their occupations in the dunya, they find the time and the energy, the young and the old, the males and the females, to, in the 21st century, in the 15th century Hijri, to leave everything aside and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Laylatul Qadr, and you angels will leave your duties to show respect to them and to salute them and to do musafaha with them. Now, what is the virtue of musafaha with Jibreel alayhi salam? May Allah grant it to us all. The virtue of musafa can be understood by the effect of Jibreel, and we can understand this by looking at, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the tafsir of Surah Al-Mulk, he mentions one opinion when Allah says, "Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." What is death and what is life? We would think it's something which is abstract, ma'nawi, you can't touch or see it. But one tafsir of this is that maut is actually a ram. It's a male goat. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will show death in the form of a ram. And it will be slaughtered and death will die. And the people of Jannah will celebrate and the people of Jahannam will grieve. And this is why in a dream, if you see a ram, one of its explanations and interpretations is you've seen a picture of death in your dream. And Hayat, it is represented by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And we see this in Jibreel's mentions in the Quran and in the Hadith. For example, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam strikes the earth with his wing, we have Zamzam. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes to Maryam alayhi salam and he blows towards her, and his breath enters into her, and she conceives Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam's miracles, إِنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They're all related to bringing dead things to life with Allah's command. So Isa alayhi salam picks up soil from the earth and he forms it into a flying creature, and he blows towards it and it flies off into the horizon. So it comes to life because of the connection of Isa, Ruhullah, with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Ruhul Amin. And when he goes to a grave and he says, قُم بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, stand with the command of Allah, the dead person, the grave splits open and the person stands up, he speaks his name, he's the son of Adam, and then he falls back dead again. So when he touches a blind person, a leper, the person is cured because that organ and that part of the body comes to life because of the impact of Isa alayhi salam. Similarly, we can look at the example of Samiri. What happened is when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam crossed the water with Fir'aun and his army in pursuit, what did Samiri do? He saw Jibreel's horse, and he saw how the dry ground, Allah had made it dry out of his qudra, tariqan yabasan, the hooves of the horse of Jibreel were touching the earth and it would become green instantly. And Samiri knelt down and he took a handful of this earth. And then after they had passed over the water, he collected the jewelry from Banu Israel and he melted it and formed it into a calf, a golden calf. And he mixed this earth into it. And it began to moo, moo, it began to express the sound. Lahu khuwar. And they fell into prostration before it. Musa alayhi salam was away worshipping Allah and fasting near the mountain of Sinai, Tur. He was, because of the reception of the Torah, the tablets. So even this gold came to life. My father, who's also my teacher, he would say that if they had any aql, but the mushrik doesn't have aql, they would have made a human being. And then you would have had this artificial intelligence that you have today. It would have started speaking, but they made a cow, so it started mooing. But the reality is that this was a deception of their nufus and of shaitan, and they began to worship it, but the earth, because it was connected to Jibreel, it showed its athar and it brought this calf to life. So what do we understand so far? We understand that meeting Jibreel brings things to life. What does meeting Jibreel do? Brings things to life. So if on Laylatul Qadr we are fortunate to be engaged in Allah's worship and Jibreel does musafaha with us, it will bring our hearts to life. Dil zinda ho jayega. And this life, once it's granted, when Allah grants a special ni'mah to a person, he tends not to seize it away. And so the hope is that we will die with this nur in our hearts. And this is why Laylatul Qadr is so precious. Now, I've just kind of marched in and I'm taking up your precious time. I didn't want to say too much because we have a guest who's traveled from far, but I thought I'd just throw in my pennies worth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Just a couple of points and I'll close. See, because of this, because of the presence of these malaika, because of the presence of the various types of malaika that rub shoulders with the believers in the masajid, what happens is ibadah becomes easy. And in Ramadan, the shayateen, or the maradatu shayateen, the rebellious shayateen, they are locked away. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the consequence is the mu'min finds it much easier to do ibadah. And we see the opposite of what would appear to be logic happening. Really, by going hungry, you should be weak. But your energy levels soar through the roof. Now we have so much scientific evidence as well to say that giving the essential organs and the digestion rest, your body regenerates and your energy does go up. But if you look at this superficially, you would think that going hungry all day would make you weak. But it doesn't. It makes you stronger. We see the young people in their studies all day and then playing football and enjoying their activities in the evening and coming to the maktab and hifz classes. And after that, after the futur iftari, after the iftar, they then come for the tarawih prayer as well. And Allah gives you tawfiq, you spend the night in ibadah, and an hour and a half later, you're still fresh. You're still fresh and energetic. And then you wake up for your suhoor and fajr prayer, and you go back to bed, and you still, the work life goes on. In fact, you find you have more time in Ramadan. What is this? It's when the physical body is deprived of its desires, then the desires of the nafs are conquered. And when the ruh is given its food, it becomes stronger. So in Ramadan, you're living on the energy, on the strength of your ruh, not of your physical body. And this is similar to the constant condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They didn't eat a lot. They were healthy because of this. And they only ate when they were hungry. And they didn't eat too much. So Ramadan is upon us. These opportunities are upon us. Just a few quick points. A few targets, if I may, inshallah. Allah grant me tawfiq and grant you tawfiq. Number one. See, I was mentioning last night, in the Quran mentions, with reference to the revelation, three groups of people. Sabiqun bil khairat, muqtasid, zalimun li nafsi. So which one are we going to be this Ramadan? Allah make us of the front, first one. Or at least the second one. The first group, sabiqun bil khairat, are the forerunners. When Allah gives us knowledge of the scripture, of the book, revelation, then we can respond in three ways. We can either seize that message of the Quran, of the Sunnah, and become the forerunners. We should race one another. Tanafus, musabaqa, musara'a. We should compete with how much Quran we can recite, how much tahajjud we can read. So the ones who are the forerunners, they do the most, and they compete in this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, muqtasid, the person who keeps the balance. Yani he doesn't do too much and he doesn't do too little. So he's fulfilling Allah's obligations, and he's avoiding the haram, but he's not doing anything extra. So he's got a clean sheet, but he's not in the front line. The second group. So if we can't make it for the first group, then at least the second group. Finally, the zalimul li nafsi is the one who also commits sins. Now this is something we want to avoid in Ramadan. So what are our resolutions? Number one, inshallah we'll try to perform 5 times daily salah. Inshallah. On time. If possible with jama'ah. Yes? With the first takbir inshallah. Allah grant me tawfiq. Number two, of course, we'll fast throughout the whole of Ramadan. And if we are traveling or sick and we have a genuine reason not to fast, then we will try to make up after Ramadan inshallah. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Yes? So fasting in the daytime. Number three, generally avoiding all haram. The haram of the eyes, the haram of the hands and feet, the private parts, the haram of any activity which is prohibited, relationships, whatever it may be. Any activity which we're not supposed to engage in, try to avoid haram. And number four, to use the nights well. And this means listening to the full Quran. Look, you know, TikTok challenges. Huh? People give their lives away. People have died, young people, because they want to get a name online, celebrity status by doing something crazy. How long is a TikTok video typically? How many minutes? 2-3 minutes, isn't it? Or less? Yes? And in order to get that 1 minute of fame, people have actually died. They've risked their lives. My friends, Allah Azza wa Jal will make you famous on the day of Qiyamah if you will devote yourself to Him. And I've just mentioned the angels coming down to meet you. In Ramadan, every young person's target should be to listen to the full Quran behind the imam. Some people struggle to recite the Quran. All year, they don't recite the full Quran. And in Ramadan as well, some people struggle to recite the Quran. So if we don't even perform 20 rakats of tarawih prayer, we might, and listen to this point, we might leave this dunya never having recited the Quran fully from beginning to end after our childhood and never having listened to it as well. Even though the most powerful the most powerful influence on our hearts, on our ruh, on our deen, the most powerful connection with Allah is through the Quran. The ulama say that the nisbah, the connection with Allah you build through other a'mal, is like a sand castle. And sand is used for floods, you use sand. In wars, people make trenches of sand so that the bullets don't go through, yes? So to protect yourself from fitnas, you can use sandbags. This is all of your a'mal. But if you gain connection with Allah through the Quran, then this is a rock castle. It's an underground bunker. Nothing can break it up. Your connection with Allah will be absolute. So the fourth thing is our connection with Quran, tilawah in the daytime, and full tilawah in the nighttime, inshallah. Yes? Shall we become Maliki this Ramadan? 36 rakats, inshallah? Or just 20? Why do we always want to go down? Go up? Yes? And tahajjud as well, if Allah grants us tawfiq. Yes? Yes? And finally, the fifth point is the last ashara. It's not just the 27th. That's one opinion of many scholars. But there are other opinions as well. And there's a difference of opinion about whether Laylatul Qadr is the same night every Ramadan or it varies from Ramadan to Ramadan. So we should be here. Let's make every night into Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And finally, you know, in our society today, we see too many broken families and too many people breaking ties with relatives. So let's make this an opportunity to get talking to our brothers and sisters, to our uncles and aunties, yes, to our relatives, grandparents. And if it's a petty reason, just drop it. You don't have to be best friends with your relatives, but you do have to say salam to them and meet them from time to time. These are the things which prevent us from being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khair to Malab Abdul Sahib. Inshallah, just before Mufti Sahib's bayan, could Abdullah Sunusi come? Sorry? Abdurrahman Sunusi, sorry. Inshallah, I'll give some tilawa.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات تباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فتور ثم ارجع البصر قرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيها وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير صدق الله العظيم.
شکریہ الحمدللہ. جیسے کہ ہمیشہ ہی ہماری کوشش ہوتی ہے, دیکھیں یہاں پر ایک چھوٹی سی کمیونٹی ہے, تاکہ ایسے حضرات علماء کرام کو ہم بلائیں. الحمدللہ نیچے بھی انتظام کیا ہے ہماری ماؤں بہنوں بیٹیوں کے لیے بھی. الحمدللہ دیکھا جاتا ہے کہ ہمیشہ ہر جلسے کے اندر وہ زیادہ تعداد میں ہوتی ہیں, ان کے اندر سیکھنے کا الحمدللہ زیادہ جذبہ ہوتا ہے. تو گزارش یہ ہے کہ ہم نے جیسے میں نے ابھی میسج بھی کیا تھا گروپس کے اوپر کہ سب سے ضروری چیز ہے اپنے بچوں کی تربیت. اب یہ بچہ جس نے آپ کے سامنے پڑھا ہے کووڈ کا اگر زمانہ نکال لیا جائے تو اس نے تقریباً یعنی 11 چلیے سال کر لیں ایک سال کے اندر جو ہے اس نے پورا حفظ مکمل کر لیا ایک سال کے اندر. کووڈ وغیرہ کا زمانہ جو چھٹیاں ہوئی تھیں وہ سارا الحمدللہ ابھی پکا آتا ہے اس کو, نروس ہو گیا بچے آج. تو اس وجہ سے اب یہ ہے کہ بڑے شہروں میں جیسے حضرت یہاں پر تشریف فرمایا ان کا بہت بڑا مدرسہ ہے جامعہ خاتم النبیین ہمارے حضرت مولانا عبدالغفور صاحب ہمیشہ شفقت فرماتے ہیں تشریف لاتے ہیں یہاں پر. تو ہم علماء کرام کو الحمدللہ بلاتے ہیں اور کچھ نہ کچھ پروگرام ترتیب دیتے ہیں. اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ ہمارے یہاں پر بھی کوئی اچھا یعنی ماحول بن جائے. ٹھیک ہے, اب اس کے لیے سب کو جو ہے محنت کرنے کی ضرورت ہے, سب کو محنت کرنے کی ضرورت ہے. آج اور جگہ پر بھی کمپٹیشن وغیرہ ہے تو میں نے کافی ساتھیوں کو دعوت دی تو وہاں پر گئے ہوئے حفظ کمپٹیشن تھا. بہرحال اب ایک دو باتیں جو آپ کے سامنے عرض کرنی ہیں وہ یہ کہ یعنی یہاں پہ اگر ہم جو بچے جو کووڈ کے زمانے سے الحمدللہ تقریباً 140 کے قریب بچے پڑھ رہے تھے, کافی سارے بچوں نے پڑھ لیا اور کافی سارے بچے جو ہیں ابھی وہ بیٹھ گئے ہیں اپنے گھروں کے اندر, تو ان کو واپس مسجد کے اندر لائیں. پیرنٹس سے یہ گزارش ہے کہ واپس ان کو مسجد کے اندر لائیں اور مسجد کے ماحول کے اندر جو ہے ان کو جوڑیں. اور اسی طریقے سے جو چھٹیاں ہیں ان کو ضائع نہ کیا جائے, چھٹیوں کے اندر اپنے بچوں کو جمعہ کے لیے بلائیں, نمازوں کے لیے بلائیں. رمضان کے اندر دو ہفتے ہماری پہلے جنی چھٹیاں ہو جاتی ہیں انگلینڈ سے, تو ان بچوں کو بھی جو ہے چھٹیوں کے اندر تراویح کے لیے لائیں جیسے حضرت مولانا عبدالغفور صاحب نے فرمایا. تو یہ خاص طور پر یعنی بڑے ہمارے پیرنٹس کے لیے جو اور نیچے جو یعنی مائیں اور ہماری بہنیں جو ہے سن رہی ہیں کافی سارے بچوں کو اپنے ساتھ لاتی ہیں, تو ان کے لیے یہ گزارش ہے کہ اپنے بچوں کو واپس جو ہے مسجد پر بچیوں کو واپس لائیں. ہمارا ماشاءاللہ جو کتابوں کا سلسلہ تھا بچیوں کا ایک سال ان کا تقریباً مکمل ہونے والا تھا تو وہ بھی یا اسی طرح کووڈ کی وجہ سے موقوف ہو گیا. دیکھیں آن لائن جو ہے مجھے کئی پیرنٹس نے بتایا کہ 10-15 منٹ جو ہے نہ تو وہ بچوں کو کوئی سمجھ آ رہی ہے. کتابیں والے جو ہیں ان کے لیے تو تھوڑا ایزی ہے, لیکن حفظ ناظرہ والے جو بچے ہیں نا ان کے لیے آن لائن جو ہے یہ مناسب نہیں ہے. اس وجہ سے سب سے گزارش یہ ہے کہ یعنی واپس اپنے بچوں کو مسجدوں کے اندر بھیجیں جہاں جہاں قریب قریب آپ کے قریب مسجدیں ہیں, ملٹن ہیں, دوسری مساجد ہیں, یہاں پر جو ہے تاکہ جو ہے بچوں کا جو ہے ماحول بنے اور بچے جو ہے وہ مسجد کے اندر آئیں اور ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ دین سیکھیں. جزاکم اللہ خیرا. عبد الرحمٰن عبداللہ جو آگے
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم الله لا اله الا الله الف لام ميم الله لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد صدق الله العظيم.
JazakAllah khair. InshaAllah, 8:45. InshaAllah, for those that don't know Muftsab, Muftsab, mashallah, is one of the leading Mufti scholars in England and in the UK. Muftsab has several schools and madrasas in England, and Muftsab himself has been doing khidmah and serving the Deen of Allah for approximately 35 years in Bradford. Muftsab writes a lot of books as well. MashaAllah, Muftsab's books have exceeded 100 books. Inshallah, there's some downstairs as well if you want to buy them. And Muftsab, mashallah, spends his full year either teaching or touring and doing bayans, whether it's in England, whether it's in Scotland, whether it's in Bangladesh or many other places around the world. MashaAllah, Muftsab, Allah has given him much acceptance, and he's one of the first students of Darul Uloom Bari and learned under Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used Muftsab for a lot of the work of deen. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps his shadow above us for a very long time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a lot of blessings in his age and his work. And Allah accept all the work that he is doing, inshallah. Inshallah, I won't take too much time. Jazakallah Muftsab.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين صدق الله العظيم Respected elders, brothers, youngsters and our mothers and sisters الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with so many favors, so many blessings, so many bounties. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا If you want to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll not be able to count them. Today we are sat here in the masjid like Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghafoor Sahib has mentioned in the masjid, the blessing that we will be getting. So alhamdulillah, to see our youngsters and to see our mothers and sisters also, mashallah, attending these kind of gatherings is a blessing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillahi ta'ala yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasunahu baynahum illa nazalat alayhim as-sakina wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahma wa haffatuhum al-mala'ika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'inda." So whenever a group of people assemble, the congregate, the converge in the house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the masjid, what happens? Illa nazalat alayhim as-sakina, sakina, tranquility, serenity, it descends on this kind of gathering. And this is the gathering that we are here. Nazalat alayhim as-sakina wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahma. Allah's mercy enshrouds and it engulfs that kind of gathering. Wa haffatuhumul malaika, the angels, the noble creation also surround this gathering. So at this moment of time, like Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghafoor Sahib was mentioning about Laylatul Qadr, every majlis in the masjid, every gathering where Allah and His Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, that majlis also the angels happily, they look forward to coming and attending these kind of gatherings. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَ عِنْدَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about this gathering to the Malai A'la, those angels who are in His presence in the seventh heaven. So Allahu Akbar, we are in this gathering, and what is the blessing? When we conclude this gathering, alhamdulillah, all of us, we stay till the end. What's the announcement? What's the proclamation which is given at the end? Kumu maghfuran lakum. Stand up. All your sins have been forgiven. Qad baddaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat. Not only that, your vice, your sins, your transgression, they've all been transformed into good deeds. In another hadith, he mentions that the angels, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this person who came late. His intention wasn't to be in this gathering. He came to pick up his brother or sister, or he came to meet somebody. His intention solely, sincerely wasn't for this gathering, but he came and he sat in that gathering. What will happen about him? So the hadith says, "Humul qawmu la yashqa jalisuhum." These people are so blessed and so good in the eyes of Allah and so noble and so high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those people who sit in the gathering, they will not be left unfortunate or wretched. They will also be forgiven. Now we can understand. We need to realize this, because when we have this gathering, whether it's the Jumu'ah khutbah, whether it's the ta'aleem, whether it's a tafsir, whether it's any program that we have, any scholar that come, we need to immediately sit down with this intention, alhamdulillah, I am going to be forgiven. The announcement, proclamation is going to be made that my sins are forgiven. Having that mindset, then we can motivate ourselves to come to these gatherings. Unfortunately, nowadays, we can go to a wedding, we can go to a party, and we can sit down there for hours and hours, no problem. But when it comes to the gathering in the masjid, any gathering where it's Islamic talk, then we start to have all these different thoughts, we start to have all these kind of excuses, and we don't want to attend those gatherings. But subhanAllah, in a wedding, it will say on the wedding card, 12 o'clock. And then we'll be sitting down just for a plate of rice till 4 o'clock. Allahu Akbar. This is the problem. So we can be spending hours and hours, full day, entire day, just for a plate of rice in a wedding hall, missing our Zuhr Salah, even missing many a times our Asr and Maghrib when it's winter time. We're not bothered at all. But when it comes to the masjid, even on the Jumu'ah day, last one in, first one out. So after the salam of the imam, we rush out. We don't want to even perform the sunnah. We will come, you know, on the day of Jum'ah, Allahu Akbar, the angels, they are standing, like this masjid here in Motherwell. So every Friday, the angel will be standing in the entrance. That's mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari, that every masjid, every place where there's Jum'ah taking place, the angels are there. There's five categories of people who come into the masjid, who come for the Jum'ah Salah. So, from the beginning time till the Imam Saab gets onto the mimbar, that is divided into five different categories. So, for example, the Salah is at 1 o'clock. The beginning time is 12:30. I'm just by way of example. So, five categories. So, that will be, that 30 minutes will be divided into five categories. So, each category, each time slot is 6 minutes. Okay, so those will be coming from 12:30 to 12:36. The hadith of Bukhari mentions those who come in the first category, who come first to the masjid, sabiqun bil khairat. So these are those people who will be getting the reward of sacrificing a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrificing a camel is not something small. I could remember in 1996 when I went for my first hajj, so seven of us got together and we said we will give one share, because you can give seven shares in a camel. Now when we go for hajj, you can't even sacrifice a camel. They say no, you have to sacrifice a goat or a sheep. So basically, we get that reward of sacrificing a camel every Friday if we come at that time. But we don't have the time. The Quran is telling us, there's a surah called Suratul Jum'ah. In the second ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Oh believers, when the azan is given, فَاسْعَوْا. فَاسْعَوْا in Arabic, سَعَى يَسْعَى means to hasten towards Jum'ah prayer. إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, towards the dhikr, remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُ الْبَيْعِ, leave all the worldly transaction. If you're eating at that time, drinking at that time, if you're having a shower at that time, if you are at work at that time, if you're in school, college, university, leave that. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you if you know. But unfortunately, at that time, we are so busy, we are even missing our Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba ikram. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. The Sahaba ikram, they were the true men. La tulhihim tijara. Tijara, merchandise, business,
transaction, these things didn't make them heedless from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from establishing salah, from giving zakah. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ, because they feared that day when they تَتَقَلَّبُوا فِي الْقُلْبُ, when the heart will start to tremble, wal absar, and the eyes will be twisted. So they had that fear. The backdrop, the shan and nuzul to this is, the scholars of tafsir mention, that the Sahaba-i-Kiram, when the azan is to be given, so Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the ambassador, the muazzin is calling towards the salah. They, if they were blacksmith and they were hitting the metal, the iron with the hammer, they will not hit it second time. They will throw it behind the back and they will immediately advance towards the masjid. Allahu Akbar. So Allah is praising them. Rijal, they are the true men. We are not the true people. We, subhanAllah, we don't have no concern, no regard for our salah. Every day the muazzin is calling us, the ambassador of Allah, come, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, come to our salah, come to our success. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, at fajr time. Salah is better than sleep. Or sleep is better than salah. Which one? As-salatu khayrun. The muazzin is saying that, but we, our body action, is saying, no, an-nawm khayrun min as-salah, isn't it? This is our reaction. We're not responding. So the muazzin is calling us daily, but we're not responding. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib rahimahullahu ta'ala, Sayyid al-Tabi'in, the son-in-law of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says for 40 years, it never occurred, never happened, that the azan took place and I was not in the masjid. Before the azan, we're not even here that when the iqamat is given or the salah is being performed. And he's saying for not one day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years, 40 years. Our elders, they were so punctual in their salah. Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah ta'ala, one of our great scholars, once it happened, there was a big gathering, thousands of people were lined up to meet him. And in that interim, he could not get the takbir ula, the first takbir. So what happened was, after the salah, the person who narrates that incident, he observes Hazrat. And he sees he's got his hand on his forehead and he is so grieved and so sad. He's saying, hai hai, aaj 22 saal ke baad meri takbir ula fout ho gayi. Allahu Akbar. After 22 years, my first takbir ula has been omitted today. Not the salah. He couldn't say the takbir at that moment of time. Now you can imagine how these people, how punctual they were. We're not bothered at all. What does the hadith say? Man salla lillahi 40 yawman yudriku at-takbirata al-ula kutibat lahu bara'atan, bara'atun minan nar wa bara'atun minan nifaq. Have we ever tried to act upon this hadith? Man salla, let us do that in the month of Ramadan is coming. This is a golden opportunity. What does the hadith say? First of all, let me translate the hadith for you. Man salla lillah, the person who performs salah for the sake of Allah, 40 yawman, for 40 days, yudriku takbiratu ula, getting the takbir ula. When the Imam Sahib say Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar. Then what's the prize, what's the award? Kutibat lahu bara'atan. You get two awards. Bara'atun minan nar. One is that you will get freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And the second one, bara'atun minan nifaq. And the second one is freedom from hypocrisy. Allahu Akbar. So let us, in the month of Ramadan, if you start from today and try to do it for 40 days. So objective of that, the scholars of hadith mention that when you do 40 days, because 40 days has an effect. That's why we say a child in the mother's womb first is nutfa for 40 days. So after 40 days is alaqa, the clot of blood for 40 days. Then mudgha, flesh. So 340 days you do, then what happens is the ruh is put in. So 40 days has impact on all our actions. So if you do 40 days, even Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'adna Musa 30 laylatan wa atamnaha bi'ashrin fa tamma miqatu rabbihi 40 layla. 40 days. So if we can carry that out, then we will get that blessing. We'll get that blessing. So each and every one of us, the point I was saying here is the Sahaba-i-Kiram, our pious predecessors, they had that importance and the significance of performing salah in jama'ah. They had that. Sahaba ikram, straight away, they used to come and perform the salah. We, subhanallah, what has happened to us? When it's the day of Jum'ah, you will see every masjid full. I was in a masjid in London, so for Jum'ah salah before the khutbah, so the masjid committee, they said to me, Sheikh, there will be 5,000 people today in the gathering, brothers and sisters. So it's your talk, you will be talking for 1 hour. I said, okay. So I said, subhanAllah, a lot of people, how many attended Fajr? So they put their heads down and they said about 50. I said, that's 1%. That's 1%. So we have made this mentality, that's Jummah, that's it. We come for Jummah, and then after that, throughout the week, we don't come to the masjid. We need to understand the value. Salatul jama'ati afdalu min salatil fadhi bi 27 daraja. Salah in congregation is more virtuous, superior than performing salah individually by 27 times. Man kharaja min baytihi mutatahiran ila salatin maktubatin fa ajruhu ka ajril hajjil muhrim. The person who exits from his house to perform a faraz salah, the reward of him, of his, is like a person who's put on his ihram and is going for hajj. We get that every day 5 times. We don't value it. La salata li jaril masjid illa fil masjid. There is no salah for a person who lives in the neighborhood of the masjid but in the masjid. So men, brothers, the scholars of fiqh, they mention, if there's a masjid within a radius of 1 mile, the masala regarding tayammum, when can you do tayammum if there's no water available within a radius of 1 mile? In the same way, if you want to perform salah at home, you have to see if there's a masjid. If there's no masjid around you in a radius of 1 mile, then you can perform at home. Or else for normally, without a valid excuse, you should not be performing salah in the house. You need to come to the masjid. But we don't do that. So that's why we need to understand the value. MashaAllah, today we need to come for every salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When he passed by the gardens of paradise, فَارْتَعُوا, eat from his orchards. Sahaba ikram asked, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What does he mean by رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Masajid, these are the masjids. وَمَا الرَّطْعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What does he mean by eating from his orchard? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. By reading the tasbihat, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, this is the spiritual food. We always think about the physical food, we don't realize about the spiritual food. So this is the point that we need to get into our lives. That a person, you know, a masjid, a person coming to the masjid, that's a sign of his iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلْ يَتَعَاهَدُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a person frequenting the masjid, he's coming regular to the masjid, فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Give the testimony that he's a believer. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that testimony that only those people will be frequenting the masjid who believe in Allah on the last day and establish salah and give zakah. They don't fear anybody else other than Allah. So we got that opportunity every day to come to the masjid. And the 7 categories of people, my brothers, who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, سَبَعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذُلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ. 7 categories of people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, when there will be no other shade. And from them, what do they say? رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid, when he exits, immediately he's looking at his watch. When is the next namaz time? Subhanallah. We should be like that fish which goes, he doesn't want to get out of the water. We are like that bird who gets out of the cage, he doesn't want to come back. This is what's happened to us. So we need to understand the value. So what was I saying? I digressed. Obviously that was objectively, but going back to, I was talking about the Jum'ah. That even on the day of Jum'ah, last one in, first one out. I said in the first 6 minutes, I just gave an example, if we come then we get the reward of sacrificing a camel. The next 6 minutes, in the example 12:36 to 12:42, for example, in that particular example, you get the reward of sacrificing a cow. The second category. The third one, 1242 to 1248, you'll get the reward of sacrificing a goat or a sheep. Then from there you get the reward of sacrificing a hen, chicken, cockerel. So he mentions the jaja. So basically that's the fourth. And the last one, the last 6 minutes, is giving an egg in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Imam Sahib gets onto the mimbar, tawu suhuf, he says in the hadith, the angels, they wrap up, they close the register. So those who come after the Imam Sahib got onto the mimbar to give the khutbah, they're not in, even in the register of the angels. They're absent. So your last one in and first one out. So we need to have this love for coming to the masjid. On the day of Jummah, even then, subhanAllah, we are so busy. So on that day, we should be taking extra care, extra caution in terms of our ghusl. On that day, we should have a ghusl. We should be cutting our nails. We should be reciting Suratul Kahf. We should be applying itar, applying oil. We should be wearing clean clothing. So all these sunnah on the day of Jummah, even then we are neglecting them. We are discarding them. So each and every one of us, we need to value the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The month of Ramadan is around the corner. What I say every year is the way we are approaching Ramadan, the way we approach Ramadan, the way we look at Ramadan is wrong. Because what happens is we program our mind, our brain, our mind and heart and soul, is that the month of Ramadan comes, that moment we press the button, and this will go till the end of Ramadan, till the eve of Eid. When we hear about the sun, the moon being sighted, at that moment everything back to square one. So then, I don't know in Scotland what happens, in the UK, in our towns and cities, all the barber shop, salon, they're all open all night. From Isha till Fajr will be all open. So all the youngsters will be lining up, having a haircut. The haircut will be triple price. And people will be having the show back and sides and all the fashion hairstyle. Talking about hairstyle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, he mentioned, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anil qaza. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited from qaza. So when the narrator Nafi rahimullah ta'ala, who's a student of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, and a great student of and his khadim, his assistant, so he was asked, what is qaza? So he said, subhanallah, that أَن يَحْلِقَ بَعْدَ رَأْسِ السَّبِي وَيَتْرُكَ بَعْدَهُ, that you shave some part of the hair and you leave some part. What is that? Show back and sides. Is that what you call in Scotland as well? Show back and sides. He said, he prohibited, but that's become a fashion now. So this has become a fashion. So fashion, a person, subhanAllah, everything which is illogical, irrational, we will take that on board, whether our akal, our intellect accepts it or not. This is the problem we have. So you will see all those youngsters having these fancy haircuts, and some of them look so disgusting, but because the fashion is like that, so we just follow the fashion blindly. So back to square one. So we have programmed ourselves that from that day onwards, we go back to square one. And that's the sad news. There was a youngster in our local masjid. He came throughout the month. Every salah he was there, performing salah in congregation. After that, he used to remain seated. He used to read his sunnats. He used to do long du'as. And I used to look at him, green with envy. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, this youngster is very good. So on the day of Eid, at Zohar time, I was coming to the masjid. I saw that same youngster going opposite the masjid. I said, youngster, salah, zuhar, salatul zuhar. So he looks at me, he goes, Sheikh, Ramadan finish? I said, Ramadan finish, salat don't finish. Is salah finish? No. This is our mentality. Many of us who will be performing our salah, you will see even in Fajr salah, those people don't come throughout the year. Fajr salah, everybody will be here. But after Ramadan, back to square one. And that's the sad thing. Allah subhanahu mentions a beautiful incident in the Quran. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا, that don't be like this woman who used to naqadat, she used to break, she used to pull it out, the piece of cloth, after she has woven it, she puts it into shred. So this woman, the backdrop to this, the shan and nuzul to this, there was a woman in Makkah Mukarrama at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She used to weave some kind of clothing, and she used to start her weaving, sewing, and at the end when it was about to be completed, so what she used to do is she used to pull the thread and used to go back to square one. She used to go back to shed. So instead of tying it up and the cloth is finished, she used to pull it. She used to go back to one, back to square one. All thread, all shreds, fragment into so many pieces. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and me that build your bank balance for the akhirah, for our next life that we've done through Ramadan, but don't demolish that building of the akhirah. Are you understanding which angle I'm coming from? Everyone understanding? So this is the point that we have to keep in mind, that we have to program ourselves not only for the month of Ramadan, but for the whole entire year. Because the month of Ramadan, Allah gave us this month, is a training ground for the rest of the 11 months. Because throughout the 11 months, we have malnourished that soul. Remember, my brothers and sisters, human beings is a combination of two things, the body and the soul. The outer case, the external case, which is the body, and the internal, which is the ruh, soul. So we have the material part, which is the body, and we have the spiritual, which is the ruh. So we are working on our body throughout, and we haven't looked after our ruh. We completely neglected it. So that's been malnourished so much, now it's completely, it's dying. It's craving for food. What food? Not pizza and doner kebabs and chips. It's craving for the spiritual food, for our salah, for the recitation of the Holy Quran, for zakat and sadaqat, charity. So that needs to be nourished. So we have weakened it so much, Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, the ICU, intensive care unit. We need to get into there, or else we'll be dead. So this jasad we've looked after, you know, this cosmetic industry, Allahu Akbar, this is a multi-billion pound, if not multi-trillion pound industry. People are spending millions of pounds for looking more attractive, more beautiful, more pretty. So if a woman, she has a pigmentation here, scar here, she will spend so much. She will even go to a different country, Turkey or somewhere else, America, where she knows that she will get a treatment for this. She will change her skin color. She will, you know, change her body parts. She will adjust her body parts. And this is what's happening. We're spending thousands of pounds in the cosmetic world. And this is a dangerous thing what we're doing. Talking about this, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَلَا أُدِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Shaitan, Iblis, the devil, it promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will surely misguide all the human beings. وَلَا أُدِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, I will surely put vain hopes, aspirations into the man. And I will order it, it will start cutting the ears and the body parts of animals. And I will also put in him, the human being, فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, he will alter the creation of Allah. The scholars of tafsir at that time, I looked at the tafsir and they said, obviously what is happening now, they could not even comprehend. They said, okay, a woman cutting her hair short, a man shaving the beard, this is taghir. But look at what's happening now. Man wants to become a woman. Woman wants to become a man. They want to change the sex. And that has become something common. So like a youngster came and he said, you know, a boy, I want to be a girl. I think I'm a girl. So I said to the boy, Allah made you a boy. Allah doesn't make mistake. We can make mistake. You're a boy. Okay, yeah, that's right. So Allah doesn't make no mistake. So all these things that's happening, one of the signs, Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlavi Rahimullah Ta'ala, great scholar of Islam, subhanallah, in his amazing book, Hujjatullah al-Baligha, under the chapter of Fitan, Kitab al-Fitan, he says, I'lam anna al-fitana ala aqsam. He says, there are so many types of fitna. And in that he mentions all the different types. I just want to mention one particular one. He said, minha khurujul insani an asliyatihi. Man will lose his natural instinct. He will lose his inborn qualities, inherent qualities that he had. So he will not think rationally. He will not think logically. He will lose his aqal. Listen, my brothers and sisters. You know, a lion, by its very nature, is a carnivore. It will go for meat. It will go for flesh. Another animal, the deer. It will not settle for grass. It will die, but it will not settle for grass. Because it's a carnivore, it's not herbivore by nature. But mankind has stooped so low that it is committing those things that even the animal kingdom don't do. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us ashraful makhluqat. Wat-teen wa-zaytun wa-tur-sin wa-hadha al-balad al-ameen. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Allah, by taking four qasam, by teen, the fig, was zaytun, by zaytun, the olive, wa turi sinin, by the Mount Sinai, wa hadha al-balad al-ameen, and by the sacred city of Makkah Mukarramah, laqad khalaqna al-insan. Indeed, mankind has been created in the best of structure, in the best of form. Thumma radadna, what has happened is, he stooped so low. Allah saying, ulaika kalan, he is like animal. Nay, he is worse than animal. So what's the animal kingdom saying? Oh, mankind, you have stooped so low, don't even come to our category, not come to our class. We are insulted by you. You go lower than us. That's what's happening. Even animal kingdom will not commit any bestiality. You know, this is what human beings are doing. Committing bestiality, incest. And having relation with the same sex. Even the animals don't do these kind of things. So we have stooped so low, and these things has been normalized. It's very sad. Those things we could not even comprehend 10, 15 years ago, these things are being normalized. And if you don't agree with this, you're not progressive. That's what the society is teaching us. That's what the world is putting forward to us. Remember, my brothers, my sisters, we need to be steadfast in our deen. Inna deena indallahi al-islam. The deen in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. In the same surah, in the further on, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who chooses any other religion other than Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never be accepted. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. In the hereafter, it will be from the losers. So this point, we need to keep in mind. You know, this question, there was an issue which happened in England in one of the Midlands school, I think in Walsall. So they invited this gay Muslim, and he put forward that everything's okay, being a gay is okay, and there's no problem. So it's very important, because this is what the Ofsted and all the education people, they will be teaching, and this is what's being taught in different schools, sex education. So we need to know that what is the ruling Islamically, and it's something we shouldn't be shying away. We need to understand, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah doesn't be embarrassed or shy from telling the truth. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, it's very important that we understand this. So can you, like this question was raised to me and many of other scholars as well. They asked me, Sheikh, can you explain, we are stuck. What can we say? So now what is happening, we have to understand, if we are going to follow our religion, we have to follow it properly. You know, I had these people coming to me, multi-faith people. So there was about good 60 Muslims, Jews, Christian, Buddhists, you know, Sikhs, agnostics. So there was good 60 of them. So I spoke to them about the beauty of Islam. And then one Christian woman, she posed this question. So, but same-sex marriage. So I said, in Islam it's not permissible. From Adam and Eve started union, a marriage definition of is that, is that it's a union, it's a definition, is it's a contract between a man and a woman. So Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? So that's how it's been going. And it's going to continue. This is our religion. Whether somebody doesn't follow, that's up to him. We, you know, we say you're at liberty, freedom, democracy, whatever you want to call it, you do whatever. But we have to follow our religion. You can't infringe and encroach in our religious matters. That's very important. We have to make it clear. If somebody doing something, that's not my business. You do whatever. I'm not going to encroach into your liberty and in your freedom, whatever you want to do. But you don't infringe mine. That's a very important point. So she said, you know, is it okay? I said, no, it's not okay. Clear. So he goes, why isn't it okay? I said, can you tell me which religion do you follow? She said, I'm a Christian. I said, I'm very shocked. You're saying this because the Bible prohibits it. The Torah prohibits it. All the divine, you know, scriptures, they prohibit it. So why are you saying to accept it? Because everybody's accepting it. And that's the answer we give all the time. I said, then you say you don't follow any religion. You don't follow any religion. He goes, okay, so then I will give you another answer. So he goes, okay, if I take the Bible to a side. Immediately she's accepted that. Okay, if I'm not a Christian, then you give me something logically. So I said, look, you know the objective of marriage is procreation, to continue the race. So what is happening here is that if you're going to have gay marriages, and talking gay marriage, they're trying to get, you know, male-male and reproduction started. That was on the main headlines last week. So the point here is that the heterosexual, because always the union is between heterosexual. So do you know what she said to me? Because gays, they can adopt children. So I said, okay, for argument's sake, now there are majority heterosexuals. They are reproducing. So that's why you're getting the children. But what if the table changed? And there were more gays. Who's going to be doing the reproduction? They said, oh, I see. Yes, that's right, Sheikh. She accepted after that. So this is the problem. So I was saying about this issue about gay Muslim. So to understand this is very important. So please, I want your undivided attention. I want you to understand this is very important in an Islamic, pure Islamic perspective. We have three different categories. So the first category, a person, he has the inclination or tendency towards the same sex, whether it's a male to a male or a female to a female. But he doesn't carry it out. He has that tendency, he has that inclination, but he doesn't do anything wrong. He curbs, he restrains, he curtails the desires, and he doesn't carry it out. So that person won't be sinful. This person will not be sinful as long as he doesn't carry those acts out. Inshallah ta'ala, vice versa, inshallah, he'll be rewarded for curbing and restraining his desires. That's number one. Number two, a person carries this act out, Allah forbid, he commits sodomy, he commits the acts of homosexuality. So this person, knowing is haram, is prohibited in the Quran, he carries that out, then he is committing a haram act. This is kabira, major sin. This is a major sin. Knowing it's haram, knowing it's not permissible in Islam, he commits it, he is committing a major sin. He needs to do immediate tawbah. He needs to repent to Allah, ask pardon, ask forgiveness. Third one is where he thinks it's permissible to be a gay. Whether he carries it out or not, he goes out of the fold of Islam. Have you understood this? To think to be a gay is permissible in Islam, whether he carries it out, that's a different issue. But to have this aqidah belief, because the Quran prohibits it very, very categorically. What happened to the nation of Lut? The punishment, one of the worst punishment, the severest punishment, the grave punishment that was inflicted upon the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was because of this action, of this practice. So this is the third category. So that's why when somebody asks you this question, you need to break it up for them. And I hope you understood. Everyone understood? This is the point. So I'll say it again. So if you haven't got the full points, you can get it. So first category is those people who have the tendency, inclination, but they don't carry it out. So alhamdulillah, they will be forgiven. Inshallah, they will be rewarded because they are curbing the desire. Like, that's for anything that we want to drink alcohol and we want to do these sins and we restrain ourselves. You have put subhanallah for restrain, because Allah knows, inna Allah alimun bidhatis sudur. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah will forgive and Allah will reward you for controlling yourself. Second category is a person acts, he perpetrates, he commits this act knowing it's haram. So that's with a person committing fornication, adultery, gambling, drugs, all those sins which are major. So if he does them, he will be committing a haram act, he will be a major sin, and he needs to do sincere tawbah. But he doesn't go out of the fold of Islam. But the third category, where he thinks it's legal. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُوا أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. To say something which is haram to say is halal, to say halal something halal to say is haram, this is concocting a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very, very detrimental, which is very, very dangerous. And this is what's happening. So many of our people, for whatever particular reason, you know, we become apologetic, we become very, you know, kind of, yeah, it's okay, yeah, I know Islam is very strict religion, yeah, they don't accept anything. No, my brother, why be apologetic? Answer properly. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Everything, our religion is a religion of fitrah. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. It is the religion of fitrah. Everything according to aql. Hakimun Mashayikh Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah ta'ala, he's written a book, Ahkam Islam Aql ki nazar mein. Beautiful kitab. All the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in compliance to the intellect. Everything according to logic, rationale. So the points I was saying, I was supposed to be talking about something else and I've gone to something else, but it's a very important point. It was something that we need to, because it's something which is very challenging, the trials and tribulation. So I was talking about Shawliyullah Muhaddith Dehlavi rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentioned that this is what's going to happen. And this is what's happening nowadays. Now Allah knows in the near future what's going to happen. So these kind of things, and they're promoting them. Like one colleague was showing me that the book, you know, like ABC alphabets, they're teaching them, like we used to, in our days, it used to be A for apple, B for balloon, C for cat. So now they're teaching other things. Like, you know, so for example, F for feminism, L for LGBT, T for transgender. Child who is 3-4 years old, you're teaching them these. What's the purpose? In the parliament, they were debating, the MPs were debating what's happening, the sex education they're teaching. Year 7 children, they're teaching about oral sex and anal sex. Where are we going? So that's why it's very important, like Maulana said, mashallah, that we need to get our children and explain to them that we need to get them connected to the masjid. This is to fortify them, insulate them, and making sure that subhanallah, our children don't drift away and lose the iman. This is subhanallah. What does the hadith say? Satakunu fitna. Allahu Akbar, the hadith. Subhanallah. This is exactly, we are the living statistics of this hadith. What does the hadith say? Satakunu fitna, samma bakma amya. Fitna, trials and tribulation will come. It will make a person deaf, dumb and blind. Yusbihu rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. In the morning he'll be a believer, in the evening he'll be a disbeliever. Wa yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira. In the evening he was a believer, in the morning he'll be a disbeliever. Why? Yabi'u deenahu bi'aradhim min ad-dunya. He'll sell his deen for the paltry things of the dunya. And this is what's happening. People, subhanallah, just for the sake of fame, just for the sake of what will people think. Allahu Akbar, we need to safeguard our iman, preserve our iman, and take this iman in the grave with us. It's a time of fitna. And it's not going to get better. Zubair ibn Adi, the hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentions in Kitabul Fitan. And he says that, Shakawna ilayhi ma nalqa. Atayna Anas ibn Malik. We came to Anas ibn Malik, the prominent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fashakawna ilayhi ma nalqa min al-Hajjaj. We complained to Anas ibn Malik, what is this Hajjaj bin Yusuf Saqafi, the notorious ruler? He was the governor of Iraq. He was nominated by Abdul Malik bin Marwan And at that time there was still a lot of Sahaba Ikram living, and he killed the likes of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He killed the likes of Sa'id ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala. So he's not so notorious. People were so fed up and so afraid. They were saying, what's happening? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departure from the world hasn't just passed by. It's not been even a century. And this is what's happening. So, you know, can you tell, you are the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were so privileged to stay in his company for 10 years. Oh, Anas, please tell us. So what did he say? Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Isbiru hatta talqaw rabbakum. O my companion, O my colleagues, be patient until you meet your Lord. He's saying that 1400 years ago. Fa innahu la ya'ti alaykum zamanun illa alladhi ba'dahu sharrun min. Each day as it comes, it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse. So even though it's so daunting and challenging today, but tomorrow there's no brightness there. There is no light out there. There's no light in the end of the tunnel. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to get more darker. So it's not going to get better. So he says that سَمِعْتُهُ مِن نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I've heard that directly from your beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the point here is, it's not going to get better. So we need to be steadfast on our deen. And for this reason, it's very important, like Maulana Mashallah said, that we need to get our youngsters connected to the masjid, connected to the ulama, and we need to safeguard our iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with those who are truthful. So just understand this. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu put this verse in my mind, and obviously I never had no thoughts of talking about these kind of things. I was supposed to be talking about Ramadan, but mashallah, you'll be hearing a lot of things about Ramadan. And I will try to say a few things about Ramadan if I do get time. But this verse has come, and this is very important for our youngsters especially. So our brothers and sisters, listen attentively. Allah is addressing you and me. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O believers, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's two commands there. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful. So iman, taqwa, and companionship with the truthful people. Each one is linked very strongly. Okay, if we want to safeguard our iman, we need to have taqwa. If we want to have our taqwa strong, we need to stay in the company of the truthful people. So if there's anything lacking in any of them, the each one will be lacking. So if we don't stay in the company of the truthful people, our taqwa will become weak. And if our taqwa become weak, our iman will become weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, oh my believers, I love you so much, please keep your iman strong. So if you want to keep your iman strong, have taqwa, and if you want to keep your taqwa strong, then stay in the company of the truthful people, with the ulama, with the sulaha, with the musalli, with those people who are God-fearing. So because it has an effect. How beautiful Shah Abdulaziz rahimahullah ta'ala said, man tahawana bin nawafil, tahawana bis sunan. The person who is lazy in carrying out optional things, oh, ye mustahab hai, chhod do. This is mustahab, just leave it. Tahawana bis sunan, that will eventually, gradually have effect on the sunnahs. So he will say, sunnat hai, chhod do. He will stop reading his sunnat muakkada. Like many of us, we don't read our sunnat muakkada even in on the day of Jummah. وَمَنْ تَحَوَنَ بِالسُّنَنَ تَحَوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِزِ. And when a person is lacking and he's lazy in carrying out the sunnats, that will eventually have effect on his fara'iz. So he'll stop performing his faras. Many of us, we don't perform, Allah forbid, our fajr namaz, and you know, when we are busy, we don't perform it. Now it's early, we're sleeping. So he has an effect. وَمَنْ تَحَوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِزِ سُلِبَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. When a person is lazy in carrying out the fara'iz, then that will eventually, Allah forbid, take the recognition of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, the iman away. وَمَنْ سُلِبَ الْمَعْرِفَ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. When a person's iman is taken away, will fall in the ditch of kufr. So everything has got connection. So basically, what we need to do, if you want to keep our iman strong, we need to stay in the company of, we need to have taqwa. And taqwa means, the word taqwa, understand this. You know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after every 2-3 rukus, He mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakum, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Fear Allah, fear Allah. What does fear Allah mean? This is something, when we read the Quran next time, our hufaz as well, mashallah. So when you think about taqwa, remember this. I'll just tell you something. It's very important. And take that on board. Taqwa, Arabic, those who understand basic Arabic, taqwa comes from the word wiqaya. Al-wiqaya tu nigarakna bachana. We can remember in Safat al-Masadib, there was this kitab of vocabulary. It's called al-wiqaya qi waqin qi la taqi. So all the sort of Arabic grammar. So waqaya qi tu wiqaya. So taqwa comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means a barrier, a partition. So what? Partition from what? Partition from committing haram. So when we have taqwa, the fear of Allah, it become a partition. Astaghfirullah, how can I gamble? How can I, you know, drink alcohol? How can I commit fornication? No, astaghfirullah. So it becomes a barrier, that fear. That's wiqaya. It becomes a barrier from haram, it becomes a barrier from makruh tahrimi. Makruh tahrimi means those things which takes us close to haram. So it becomes a barrier from haram and makruh tahrimi. It becomes a barrier from omitting faraz. So you have the fear. Fajr time, you stay, you wake up. It becomes a barrier. Astaghfirullah, how can I omit? How can I miss out my faraz namaz? Fajr is my faraz. It's my duty. So it becomes a barrier. It will wake him up. That fear of Allah should wake him up immediately. He should not continue sleeping. That's supposed to be a barrier. Because we nowadays, talking about this, subhanAllah, because Fajr namaz is very hard. We can't get up because we sleep very late. Because all night we are playing with our mobile phones, watching Netflix, Hollywood movies, Bollywood movies, Lollywood movies, and Nollywood movies. One of my students said, Mufti Sahab, there's Lollywood as well. So my students, they tell me updated versions of everything. You understand? This happened, you know, this TikTok and that. I go, subhanAllah, what is happening? So all night. And you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanAllah, he wants us to be successful. What did he say? La samurata ba'd al-isha. There's no chit-chat after Isha. Go to sleep. Why? To wake up for tahajjud, qiyamul layl. We can't even get up for fajr. La samurata ba'd al-isha. No chit-chat. Allah says about the polytheists of Makkah, mustakbirin bihi samidan tahajjud. Allah frowned upon them for three things. Mustakbirin, they had that arrogance. We are the custodian of the Kaaba. So that arrogance. Samiran, they used to be chit-chatting all night. Tahjurun, blurting out nonsense. So the point I was saying here is, subhanAllah, that la samurata ba'd al-isha. There is no gupchup. So person, everybody should go to sleep. But we don't go to sleep, we wake up, we go to sleep very late. So that's why we tired at Fajr time, we can't get up. So this mother, she came to the sheikh and said to the sheikh, "Sheikh, can you give me a prescription, a formula, a solution of how I can get my children to wake up for Fajr Salah? Because they're so tired. How can I get them up?" So the sheikh said, listen to this, my brothers and sisters, Allahu Akbar. Said, "What if your house is on fire? Are you going to wake your children up?" So, "Sheikh, what are you talking about? Of course I'm going to wake them up." He goes, no, they're tired. You don't want to disturb them. He goes, "What are you talking about? Are you insane? Pagal? Majnoon? Obviously, I'm going to wake them up. If they don't wake up, I'm going to pull them, drag them out of the house. They're going to burn to death." So the Sheikh said, I see, Allahu Akbar. What about the fire of Jahannam, which is 70 times more hot? We need to change our mentality, our thinking pattern. Because we're not worried. We think this bed that we're sleeping is a bed of, you know, cozy bed. But it's a bed of fire. Because if we are missing our salah constantly, it's very dangerous. You know, in Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah paints a picture of the people of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be conversation between the people of Jannah and Jahannam. So Allah paints that picture, and the people of Jannah, they will say, "Where are our friends who we socialize, interacted with in the dunya? They're not in Jannah." Because remember, in the next world, there'll be two places abode, Jannah to Jahannam. Not any third. Even A'raf at the end, those people in A'raf, they will be, "Udkhulul Jannata la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzun," they will enter Jannah. So there'll be only two at the end, ultimately. So what's happening here is, they will say, we don't see them. So the Quran speaks, Surah Al-Muddathir, 29 juz. They will peep and they will look into Jahannam. Allah will give them permission and they will look into Jahannam. They will see their friends getting the chastisement, the punishment, the torment of Jahannam. burning in Jahannam. And they will say, the Quran is saying, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What has taken you to saqar? Saqar is the name of Jahannam. The Quran speaks, the reply that they will give. Qalu lam naku. Anybody can tell me? Min al musallin. Musallin, even if you don't know basic Arabic, you know musallin, we use it in Urdu and all languages. We were not from the people who performed salah. Allahu Akbar. What is that telling you and me? Allah forbid my brothers, my sisters listening, wherever you are listening, subhanallah. Allah forbid if we are not careful and we don't be punctual in the salah, we might end up in the fire of Jahannam. Very dangerous. We make this firm intention now whilst we're seated, not tomorrow. Iyaka wa taswif. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, save yourself from procrastination. That I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes, my brother, my sister. Each day as it passes by, we're going near our grave. So this is the thing that we have to remember. Don't think we got a long life. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah, how beautifully he said, Ya Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُكُ. Oh son of Adam, you just made a few days. When one day passes by, a part of you passes by. Do you know, I always say to my young brothers and sisters, do you know, everybody wants to celebrate birthdays. Happy birthday. And nowadays, subhanallah, you know, the parents, they will come, oh, I got 5 children, what am I going to do? You know, each one, they want the birthday. I said, tell them to achieve something, then treat them. What's happy birthday? You shouldn't be saying happy birthday to you and then blow the candles. You should say sad birthday. 1 year of my life has gone. I haven't improved in my good deeds. I should be crying. On my birthday, I should be crying. 1 year of my life went. Have I done anything good? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, if my today is not better than yesterday, I'm at a loss. What are we doing? You know, we want to just do something just for nothing. You know, have a Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, this day, Halloween, this. You know, just want to celebrate just for nothing. Look at the mizaj. Look at the principle of Islam. When do you celebrate? When you achieve something. When do we have Eid al-Fitr? After the entire month of Ramadan. After you have fasted, observe the fast. So you celebrate on the day of Eid. By what? Not by hiring a car and going out to eat in the restaurants and the takeaways and going out to watch cinema. What? In the morning, you have extra salah. So you celebrate by worshipping Allah more, by expressing gratitude. That I have achieved by observing the fast, I have achieved this obligation, I fulfill this obligation. So we should be happy. So that's why on the day of Eid, we have extra salah. Eid al-Fitr. And out of happiness, we'd say extra takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. More, at least 6 takbirs. And when we go into the masjid, to the Eidgah, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, illa alhamd. We are doing the takbir out of happiness because we have achieved something. And the second is Eid al-Adha, out after Hajj. So what is that telling you and me when we achieve something? So I tell my students in our madrasa that if you achieve, so I say to the students, okay, mashallah, our students, mashallah, become hafiz. I say to the parents that we have my office there, we have Al-Mu'min bookshop. So I said, your son, your daughter, every time she finishes or he finishes a juz, bring him to me. I will give him a gift. And after they finish the full Quran, then we'll give him a gift. They will have a Umrah package. So we have so many fulfilling. I said, if you memorize the 99 names of Allah, the hadith says, that man ahsaha dakhal al jannah, man hafidhaha dakhal al jannah. Person who memorizes 99 names, dakhal al jannah. Bukhari Muslim narration. And subhanallah, the result, I said, you can come to the bookshop, anything from any price, up to £50, you can take as a gift from me. So, within few days, children were pulling their father and mother to the bookshop. And the father saying, Mufti Sahib, I don't know why this child, he said he learned something, I don't know what he's learned. So he comes and he's standing there and he's saying, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim al-malik al-quddus as-salam al-mu'min al-muhaymin al-aziz al-jabbar al-mudabbir al-khaliq al-qalib. And they're such, when did he learn all this? The parents don't even realize. He was learning all night. He said, Ustad ji, I was learning all night this just to get this prize. Motivation. You know, teaching our children, you know, teachers training. I was in the teachers training thing, I was saying, look at the beautiful thing. you know, subhanAllah, because all of you are listening so attentively, Allah's putting so much things in my mind, I don't know where to go. You know, my mind is going, you know, going every direction. So, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is salah time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the salah. He comes and he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram, they've gone into ruku. We know the masala, if you find the imam in ruku, you get the full rakat. And if you didn't find, then you have to be masbuk and do that extra rakat afterwards, that rakat that you missed. So he, looking at the situation from the Masjid Nabawi entrance, he went into ruku, Allahu Akbar, he went to ruku, and then he slowly walked and joined the saf. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So obviously there was a bit of sound, any people moving around. So after the salah, the Prophet ﷺ said, who was this? So obviously in the beginning they didn't say anything. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala owned up. And what did he say to him? Listen to this. He said, Zadakallahu hirs wa la ta'ud. I wish you could comprehend that in Arabic. What did he say? Allah increase your eagerness, your motivation, but don't do that again. So the scholars mention that subhanAllah, if you want to train your children, your students, always say positive, then negative. Like, mashallah, you did very well recitation, but today you didn't do that well. So the child will register in his mind, Ustad is appreciating, acknowledging that I always do good, today I didn't, so I need to improve. What we'll say, kabhi yaad nahi karta tu. That's completely, we just completely demoralize that child. These are basic, everything, you know, the teachings of the Prophet is so amazing. Because the problem is we never study them. So anything, like we say the cup is half full, not half empty. Be positive. We have a positive thinker, a negative thinker. Optimistic person, pessimistic person. You know, in the olden days, this shoe manufacturer, they sent two reps to the aborigines to sell shoes to them. So what happened was, one person, he sent a telegram afterwards, because there's no opportunities here, they don't wear shoes. I won't be able to, you know, it's just waste of time. The other one sent the telegram, great opportunities here, they don't wear shoes. Did you understand the difference? The first one was a negative thinker, pessimistic. The second one was a positive thinker, optimistic. They don't wear shoes, I'm going to make sure they wear shoes. And this is what's happening. You know, you want to advertise Iron Brew or Pepsi or something. You know, look at the, subhanAllah, the way they'll advertise it. So this is the thing that we need to keep in mind, being positive all the time. You know, a positive thinker, optimistic person, takes out opportunity from difficulties. And a pessimistic person, negative thinker, he takes out difficulty from opportunities. I hope you understand this. So the point I was saying, the points I was supposed to be saying, I haven't said anything basically. But I want to go back, you know, the points that we got the month of Ramadan. So I started from telling you, I'm telling myself as well, I'm addressing myself first, that we have to be a full-time Muslim. We can't be a part-time. So we have to continue. Look, just understand this. In the month of Ramadan, we stay away from halal food and drink and relationship. So out of Ramadan, why can't we stay away from haram relationship, haram food and drink? In the month of Ramadan, we're performing our 5-time salah. We also, on top of that, we're performing our salatul taraweeh. We're performing a Salatul Tahajjud, Salatul Awwabin, Salatul Duha, Salatul Ishraq. So after Ramadan, we can't even perform our faraiz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and me, Yuridullahu bikumul yusra wa la yuridu bikumul usra. Allah, by ordaining the month of Ramadan, Allah has intended ease. And He said, Allah doesn't intend hardship. Do you know if the examiner, the tutor, the teacher, if he says to the student, you're in the examination hall, don't worry, Abdul Rahman, the exam will be easy. You understand? So he doesn't need to say it's not going to be hard. By saying it's going to be easy, it already incorporates the message that it's not going to be hard. Allah goes out of His way, Yuridullahu bikumul yusr, wala yuridu bikumul usr. Yusr, easy. Usr, hard. So Allah goes out of His way to convince you and me to put yaqeen that this fasting month is good for us, it's for our benefit. So we get that taqwa. So I was talking about taqwa, that a person saves himself from, you know, committing haram, from committing makruh tahrimi, from omitting, leaving out faraz, wajib and sunnah muakkada. If he does that, he becomes a muttaqi. And to maintain that level of taqwa, he needs to stay in the company of the truthful people. How long should he stay? Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, under this tafsir he says, how long should he stay? Khalituhum hatta takunu mithlahum. Stay in the company until you become like them. So it's not that you just stay in the month of Ramadan, after Ramadan, you know, you disperse and you go wandering away for the 11 months and you malnourish your soul so much that it's become, because it's craving for the spiritual food. We've given the body all the pizza and doner kebabs and all the junk food, but we haven't given the ruh anything. It's been malnourished for 11 months. So now we need to put it into the ICU of Ramadan. And Allah is helping us by sulsilati shayateen, sufidati shayateen, the shayateen chained up. So we got more better chance of coming out of the ICU in a good, healthy, spiritual state. That's the purpose of it. That's what we need. So that's why let us program ourselves that this month is going to be a month of full transformation. Inshallah. Everybody? Ready, inshallah, all our youngsters? Inshallah. We're going to make that change and we're going to keep it going till our last breath. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship, struggle, make the effort, strive until yaqeen, i.e. until death. That's the way we need to take it forward. And if we can do that, inshallah ta'ala, then this لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we become God conscious. That taqwa. That much is sufficient. Look at the beauty. I'll just finish off with this point. I was saying, you know, the dua, how much taqwa should we have? How much fear of Allah? So I was thinking about this and this dua came into my mind. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك. Allah, it's so beautiful. That's the tashri, that's the commentary. That how much fear, if you have too much fear, that's going to be too dangerous as well. Because if you have too much fear, every time, what is Allah going to be doing? You know, you can't eat, you can't drink. Like that's what the Prophet said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَدَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَا بَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. If you know what I know, you laugh less and cry more. The hadith says that if you really know, then you will leave everything. You will not have relationship with your wife. You will not even eat and drink. You will go into the jungle, then you'll be crying out loudly. But the hadith, the dua is telling us, Allah, give me that amount of fear, min khashyatik, min istaba'iz. Those who understand Arabic, min tabi'iz. From your fear. Ma tahur, that amount, which just becomes a barrier between me and the sin. That much is enough. I'm happy with that. Wa min ta'atika, and from the obedience which will get me to Jannah. That's it. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty. Allahu Akbar is so beautiful. Our religion is so pragmatic, so practical, so user friendly. Everything is so amazing. Everything is there. We need to study it. So in this month of Ramadan, as we are going to be fasting, at the same time, let us study it. Which religion, let me tell you, which religion will teach you that the person who sits next to you, he has rights, there's etiquette for him. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Allahu Akbar. The person who's sitting next to you, he has rights as well. Allah has legislated rights for the person who's sitting next to you. He's in the queue, or he's in the coach, or train, or plane. He's sitting next to you, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, male or female, he or she, they have rights as well. Which religion will give you and spell out these kind of things? Our religion is complete in every aspect. Alhamdulillah. And that's why I always, you know, at night time when I go to sleep, I say, لَقَلْ حَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ يَا اللَّهِ. And we should do that. You know, two things I always, you know, express my gratitude, especially. I say, Allah, you gave me this iman and you made me a student of deen. It's so beautiful. There's so many blessings Allah has given. Like Allah says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. He has given you everything you ask for. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah, you'll never be able to count them. So let us make this Ramadan a special Ramadan. That when we go into Jannah, inshallah, when we will meet in Jannah, inshallah, all of us will meet. And we say, achha, it was that 2023 Ramadan that was the turning point for me. Allah decided for me to go into Jannah because of that particular Ramadan in 2023 in Scotland. That bayan made me change my life. And Allah has, you know, decided and He has given that verdict that I will be going into Jannah. Let us make it. That because فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَهُ. We'll be speaking to each other. And we will be remembering these moments. We'll be remembering these moments which made us get all this reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering. Jazakallah khair for listening very attentively, mashallah. You made me very happy, mashallah. All the, mashallah, the tawajjuh. It's actually, you know, subhanAllah, sometimes, you know, our scholars, our predecessors to say that we don't really say anything, you know, because of your, you know, kind of attention, subhanAllah, and your focus and your dedication, devotion, that makes the speaker speak. And let me tell you, all these things I said, I never had nothing in my mind to say all these things. Allah subhanahu put in my heart because of your attention towards me. Allah bless you all, and our brothers and sisters, and our mothers, mashallah, and sisters who have come all the way to listen. Jazakallahu khair, ahsan al jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh today gave a very good talk about taqwa. And also, Ramadan is coming, and this Ramadan we should try and make it a Ramadan of knowledge. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that knowledge is obtained. No person is more greater scholar than one who obtains knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Ramadan is a great time not only for iman, faith, but to obtain more and more knowledge. So talks like this by our Hazrat, not only will it make our iman more stronger, it will also make us more and more ready for Ramadan. People who don't have the stress from work, whatever they're doing in their lives, and they need something like this to make us understand what we are facing in front of us. It's not here yet, because it's still a few days away, and life and death is in the hands of Allah, but we all make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to this Ramadan. So I want to say to all our brothers, alhamdulillah, there are some stalls downstairs with books of knowledge. Take one copy of each. It's all going to a very good cause. I also recommend our sisters to pay attention on that, because some of the books have got very deep requests and knowledge in them. And alhamdulillah, jazakallah to our Shaykh for his company. And inshallah, next time when we invite him here, we will have a full capacity. We will do our best to get as many people and as many sisters as we can to attend these talks like this. Inshallah, our Hazrat will make dua. And everyone, since please, when you're leaving the masjid, there's food after Isha. Everyone must stay behind, every one of you. And there's also pizzas and chips for the young ones. So don't just leave. It's not only going to be curry. So, and make sure you get some books from the table downstairs. Barakallahu khair. Jazakallahu khair.
اللهم آمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نرجوك ألا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا هما إلا فروجتا ولا كربا إلا نفستا ولا دينا إلا أديتا ولا سؤالا إلا أعطيتا ولا دعاء إلا أجبتا ولا تائبا إلا قبلتا ولا عسيرا إلا يسرتا ولا مبتلا إلا عافيتا ولا ضالا إلا هديتا ولا ولدا إلا أصلحتا ولا عقيما إلا وهبتا ولا فتى يريد الزواج إلا زوجتا ولا مريض إلا شفيته وعافيتا ولا ميتا إلا رحمتا ولا ميتا إلا رحمتا ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الله سبحانه وتعالى accept our gathering الله سبحانه وتعالى all our brothers and sisters our mothers our youngsters الله سبحانه وتعالى accept each and everyone who have come today الله سبحانه وتعالى fulfill all our needs of the dunya and the akhirah الله give us life upon iman give us death upon iman and raise us with our beloved prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the day of judgment الله سبحانه وتعالى the month of Ramadan is round the corner الله سبحانه وتعالى give us the ability that we can fast according to the way shown by your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah make this Ramadan a Ramadan to remember for rest of our life. Allah make this Ramadan that all our sins are forgiven, that we are given the certificate to enter Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as, forgive all our sins, major and minor, intentional and unintentional, due to the nafs ammara, due to the shaitan. Allah forgive all our sins. Allahumma rzuqna murafaqatan nabiyyi fil jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'aysha su'ada wa nuzula shuhada wa murafaqatan
al-anbiya wa an-nasru 'ala al-a'da. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa daraqi ash-shaqa wa su'i al-qada wa shamatati al-a'da. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil-qawmi adh-dhalimin ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعل هذا الاجتماع اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم صل وسلم وانعم وبارك على حبيبنا وسيدنا وقدوتنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ولمن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please place your heels on the red line, the front red line, which is on the musalla. Niche bhi safein durust kar le. Please straighten the rows. Ikam ad gufti. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا الله Please perform your sunnats in the first two lines so that brothers can lay the dastarkhan the maida inshallah Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa lakum as-salatu was-salam Allahumma anta as-salam wa as-salam اللهم اكفنا بحلالك الحرام برحمتك يا رب جزاکل اگلی دو صفوں میں سنتے پڑھ لیں پیچھے سنتے نہ پڑھیں تاکہ دسترخوان بچا لیں پلیز